I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Alfie Evans was a toddler in an English hospital with a degenerative neurological condition. Now, his parents wanted to take him to Rome for further treatment. But the United Kingdom High Court said because Evans could no longer derive benefit from continued life, it was better to let him die. After surviving 5 days without life support, Evans passed away last Saturday. Life Matters Worldwide's Michelle Schaum.
Most people, when they're faced with something like this, they want a second opinion. And the family has been denied that.
Pray for awareness of the sanctity of human life, that we are all created in God's image. Next, FMI's Bruce Allen was recently in Pakistan for some field visits. And while there, he saw a hunger for Christ and the need for more church planters.
They're working in the three largest Muslim-dominant societies in the world, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, sometimes in places where a Western missionary could not go. And they're willing to say, hey, we're doing the job. Will you just partner with us?
We can pray, we can give, and we can come alongside these church planters. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Bibles for the World is working alongside author Dr. Shane W. Houle to make his book, Learn the Bible in a Year, accessible to Christians around the world. Houle says,
the goal of Learn the Bible in a Year is to teach the whole Bible in 365 lessons in every language of the world for free. We want everyone in the world to have access to quality Bible teaching.
The book will help Christians dig deeper into their faith. Ask God to guide the translation process. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that'll let you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.